This is Fresh Air. One of this year's Oscar nominees for Best International Feature is called Close. It's a Belgian drama about the friendship between two 13-year-old boys. The movie is the second feature from 31-year-old director Lucas Daunt. It's now playing in theaters. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
At last year's Cannes Film Festival, the Belgian movie Close so reduced audiences to tears that many of us were convinced we had the next winner of the Palme d'Or, the festival's top prize, on our hands. And it did come close, so to speak. It wound up winning the Grand Prix, or second place. That's a testament to the movie's real emotional power, and while it left me misty-eyed rather than full-on sobbing, it will resonate with anyone who remembers the special intensity of their childhood friendships, the ones that felt like they would last forever. The friendship in Close is between two inseparable 13-year-old boys, Léo and Rémi, who've grown up in neighboring families in the Belgian countryside. Léo's parents run a flower farm, and the two boys spend a lot of their time playing outdoors, running and riding their bikes joyously past bright blooming fields, which the director, Lucas Daunt, films as if they were the Garden of Eden. The boys have an intensely physical bond, whether taking naps together in the grass or sharing a bed during their many sleepovers. Again and again, Daunt presents us with casual images of boyhood tenderness. He leaves open the question of whether Léo and Rémi are going through an especially close phase of their friendship, or if they might be experiencing some early stirrings of sexual desire. Either way, Daunt seems to be saying, they deserve the time and space to figure it out. Happily, they don't get any judgment from their families, who have always been supportive of their friendship, especially Rémi's mother, played by the luminous Émilie Dequesne. But when they return to school after a long, glorious summer together, Léo and Rémi are teased and even bullied about their friendship. After seeing Léo rest his head on Rémi's shoulder, a girl asks them if they're together, like a couple. A boy attacks Léo with a homophobic slur. While Rémi doesn't seem too affected by any of this, Léo suddenly turns self-conscious and embarrassed, and gradually he begins to pull away from Rémi, avoiding his hugs, ignoring him, and hanging out with other kids. Léo also joins an ice hockey team, partly to make new friends, but also partly, you suspect, to conform to an acceptable masculine ideal. Léo is played by Eden Damblin, and Rémi by Gustave Doual. They give two of the best, least affected child performances I've seen in some time, especially from Damblin as Léo, who's the movie's main character. He registers every beat of Léo's emotional progression, the initial shame, followed by guilt and regret, almost entirely through facial expressions and body language rather than dialogue. Close gets how hard it can be for children, especially boys, to understand their emotions, let alone talk about them. As Léo and Rémi are pulled apart, they don't have the words to express their loss and confusion. Daunt has a real feel for the dynamics of loving families and a deep understanding of how cruel children can be. Themes that were also evident in Girl, his controversial debut feature about a transgender teenager. He's clearly interested in and sympathetic to the complicated inner lives of his young characters, but something about Close kept me at a distance. That's mainly due to a fateful narrative development about halfway through the movie that I won't give away. It's a plausible enough twist that Daunt tries to handle as delicately as possible, but it also feels like an easy way out. The admirable restraint of Daunt's filmmaking begins to feel fussy and coy, as if he were torn between trying to tell an emotionally honest story and going straight for the jugular. After a while, even the gorgeous pastoral scenery, the umpteenth reminder of the boy's lost innocence, begins to ring hollow. There's no denying that Close is a beautiful movie, but its beauty can feel like an evasion, an escape from the uglier, messier aspects of love and loss.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the Belgian film, Close. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, We'll talk about one of the world's leading terrorist organizations, the Haqqani Network. Our guest will be journalist Jerry Van Dyke, who spent years in Afghanistan and Pakistan, where he got to know leaders of the Haqqani Network, which was responsible for many suicide bombings and kidnappings. Van Dyke was taken hostage himself in 2008. His new book is called Without Borders. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Anne Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.